Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There are some unfortunate characters in Scripture, and one of them is St. Thomas. Because when we think of St. Thomas, we think that he doubted our Lord when they said that he had come and visited them in the upper room. He doubted and said, I want to see for myself. What we don't remember is his words in today's Gospel. When he heard that our Lord wanted to go back where the Jews sought to kill him, he actually said, come, let us go that we may die with him. So courageous, so committed. How many of us have the conviction to say of our Lord, let us go that we may die with him? Thankfully, in our context here, and for the context of most Christians around the world, this statement isn't literal. It doesn't actually mean let us go and lose our lives and die to this world. It means we need to make choices. It means we need to make an assessment of the life around us and see how we can live with him, even if it means turning our backs on conventions of this world, on the mainstream, on things that are ungodly and unfaithful, on unrighteous living. While I say that for the majority of people this is the case, for a minority, and we see this today happening in places like Iraq, in places like Syria, in places like Egypt, Nigeria, there are people who actually do lose their lives for the Lord and they follow him unto death. That's a commitment that we must try to live. It's a commitment that we must try to follow in our own small way, within our own context. We make tough decisions every day, but those tough decisions need to be in line with ethics and morals and a Christian living that is uncompromising. We often think that compromising is gracious, and in most cases, it is. But when it is compromising on the way we live as Christians and the witness we give, when it is compromising on us being light, as our Lord said today, we have the light in us. So when we walk as those in light, as children of light. When we compromise on that light, that is when we turn our backs on our mission in this world. We have two things we must do in this world. We must live with God and try to reach his kingdom. And we must be an example and a means and a conduit that we can take as many others with us as possible. Not necessarily by preaching them in every case, but purely by being that light, showing that conviction and that commitment, and being true to that life that we are called to live. So we all have some Thomas doubting moments, but we should never write ourselves off. Because I'm sure if we look deep, if we dig deeper, we will find that that same person within us that sometimes doubts can also be the person who has conviction enough and strength enough and commitment enough to follow our Lord, even if it means making difficult choices. And glory be to God forever. Amen.